כן, אנחנו ממשיכים משאלות.
We're continuing with the questions, yes. If you have, please. If not, we're continuing with the same article.
We said that what is revealed, we attribute to the upper force. How do you attribute to the Creator preventing me something you deny?
Of course I associate it to the Creator. But to who? If not, what? To Pharaoh? To Achashverosh? It's the same thing. To Haman? It's the same thing. We're not interpreting and doing commentary on all of these stories and tales like the general folks do. We are holding on to there's none else besides him. If there's none else besides him, then who is Pharaoh, the evil Haman, and all the other wicked, Bilam, Balak, Hitler, Stalin, I don't know who else, whoever you want from the beginning of creation to its end. Who manages everything? If not one force, the upper force above everyone. What are you, like a little child? You close your eyes and you say, no, he doesn't exist. Like a little child when he's afraid, he closes his eyes as if he got it to go away. Do you do that? No. So see it in a mature manner. There's one force managing everything, and in its hands is the force of good and force of evil. Yes? Well,
from the book Yismach Moshe, every king or leader, even though we see that he governs mightily and he can put to death or bring to life to make rich or poor, he is nevertheless not a real king. So, since he does not have his own will or authority, since the heart of kings is in the hands of the Creator. And if he cannot rule his self, then he is only an imaginary king. Since he doesn't follow his own will, he is like an axe in the hand of the cutter.
That's clear to us what he's talking about here, where it's just worthwhile for us to feel it, to define it in such a way, and then we'll have a healthy outlook at life, that there's no good and there's no bad, but it's only relative to you, so that you'll choose the path. Not right or left, but direct, straight. That's all operating just for your benefit. And if you don't choose correctly, then the correction arrives, on one hand, which is more than the other side, and then you feel how this is the force of the evil force. Because otherwise you can't be straightened off, because you yourself are inviting such evil forces upon you. Where is it written that we invite upon ourselves? And we don't have any hope but to invite upon ourselves. Yes? Yes.
But if there's a bad feeling and you attribute it to the Creator, you only attribute it, the feeling is still bad. I'm condemning him.
That depends on your correction. How do I not send this to the scale of merit? How am I telling the surgeon for doing the surgery to me? I even paid him money.
So what's missing in this feeling? There's both a bad feeling, and there's none else besides him.
In the recognition of evil, that I feel, understand that it's not evil, that this is for my correction, and in the work that I did prior to that, did not cause those evil corrections, and to invert them into good ones. The Creator isn't interested in me suffering, and it's not because it's suffering or pleasure, but because I'm not advancing in the right way, in the right healthy way, that way.
So, if I have prepared my work with a 10 in order to succeed in attributing to the Creator, what is missing in the work in order to say that it's for the best?
That you're not looking not at the good or the bad, those discernments of pleasure or suffering, but at the goal. Where the right direction is sharp to the goal, that's what gives you the feeling of the pleasure. Which is different, but that's not the pleasure and the torments that are corporeal, or let's say bodily pleasures or pains, or that you feel in vessels of feeling, but rather you're getting a new vessel of sensation called, that is connected to the goal. This is like, for example, in an operation, you don't pay attention to the suffering, but to the purpose of the surgery, and you enjoy the goal of it.
So the reforming light works on the will to receive before the correction, right? Meaning it works on a desire that's not corrected yet.
Yes.
So what does it do? How does it create this new clear feeling?
The group.
What do you mean?
The group. You don't have a kli. If you say kli, just remember that it's the group. You don't have a kli. A new kli is the group. The previous kli is your belly. That way you feel like a beast.
What is the reforming light does to my kli that causes me to relate to the group as the kli?
Incorporate, integrate. If you're incorporated in the group, you start to feel an impression, excitement, all that is in the ten, in the group, in the ten sfirot, in the parzuf. You're already moving to spiritual discernments.
It's as if you're moving on to a new kli. It's not like this kli is corrected.
That's called your correction. Certainly the beast doesn't change. But you move in your discernments to a higher level, to a different level, a new level. Okay? All right, did you find? What did I say? Which? Yes, there's no hope but to invite upon us. Where is it written? For them to correct us. Exile and redemption? Okay, fine. Look for it. More? Yes.
Concerning what he wrote about not succeeding in observing Torah and mitzvot, to bestow contentment upon the Creator because it's against the body. So how, on our way, can you do something if you're totally against what they want you to do?
I know.
Meaning?
You are completely will to receive and you have to bestow. It's the complete opposite of what you are.
But I see, as I integrate into the society changes my inclinations. It places before me different goals that I didn't dream that it's even worthwhile for me. And now all of a sudden, yes. Let's say I enter a society of that love fishing, a fishing aficionados, not fishermen, but those who are amateurs who like fishing, those who love fishing. I promise you that as much as I don't see this inclination inside of you, and I promise you that within a very short period of time, you will see how much you will not only discern what this is and what that is, but all kinds of things. It's like the influence of the environment. What is there to talk about here?
Oh, I agree, but fishermen, because they work in the same nature I'm in. Here I'm taken to a completely different nature.
But here you also have the means, the reforming light. The fact that he created you with the will to receive, that light, the same light, is now replacing for you the desire. It's exchanging it. It's not even the desire, just the intention upon the desire. It's much less. What are you... there's nothing to talk about here. You are operating the upper force upon yourself. This is relative to what you're operating fishermen to talk to you about fishing and all those things. That too is the same principle, but can you compare the levels of forces that are operating in you? Really? Yes.
So what does the light do when it works on you?
It changes your values. You just need to enter, like Rabash writes, not between the tailors who say, just sew it this way or that way. No, those that are precise in the work. That's clear. But when there is the influence of the light, will there not be resistance? Will there not be resistance to bestow? Of course there will be resistance. So what? You'll be between the two forces. You can't do it without the two forces. We, the creatures, can catch ourselves, find ourselves, and feel ourselves correctly only when we're between two forces, the right and the left. Then I can aim myself and see how I'm advancing and everything. And I also have the my pedal, that accelerate pedal, and also the brakes. I have everything in my hands. I'm truly like in a car. I have it all. Yes? So do you have what to do with the resistance? Without resistance, I also won't feel the advancement. I must constantly. Pharaoh is no less important than the Creator is. The Creator created this against that. Is bestowal always against the resistance? Yes. Otherwise, how will I feel the bestowal? Even the other way. I'm even interested in having the left line relative to the right line. That's already the extra class that we're working in such a way. But we work that way, yes? So where are you bestowing if you're resisting it? If you don't want, I want to bestow within limits. I don't want to all of a sudden fly with my desire to bestow. I don't know where. No, I want to know where and until where and to who and how. I want everything to be under my supervision here. That's my sons of France over me. We're not letting the Creator go wild. I'm saying this seriously. This isn't a partnership. It's not that you want to build within you a mechanism that is very serious, that is in your hands. The fact that we're saying that we're going to absolute bestowal above reason, it's to the contrary, actually, with meticulousness on each and every detail. Yes. So on those boundaries that you're bestowing, is there resistance there or not? There is, all the way to the end. The will to receive, the greatest will to receive, is in the end of correction. There you will have all the evil against all the good. And you in the middle, grab both of them, the two of them, and they remain contradictive. Otherwise you'll disappear. The soul can't work without having avyut. When all the avyut becomes in order to bestow, which is called purity, but it remains avyut, and then you justify creation. Otherwise you're erasing it. Yes? So again, why is it called that you're bestowing if you have resistance? It's like you're coercing yourself to do the thing, actually. Why is it called that I'm bestowing? Without overcoming, you cannot bestow. I don't know how to say it. Maybe I'll ask again. When you are overcoming the resistance, does the resistance still exist? Of course it exists. But you're overcoming it. You're lifting the weight. You're overcoming it. But you're living the resistance still. Of course. That's the measure of your bestowal. All that weight that you're raising is the measure of your bestowal. How will you measure your bestowal? Don't you understand any? You don't understand anything with lights. You only understand kilim, vessels. So bestowal is always not according to your desire, if it's always with resistance. Bestowal is all your bestowal, because you invited the force against the heaviness, this load. The Creator is giving you the avyut. You are inviting against that coarseness, against that avyut, the force of correction, and you're working into the two of them in the middle line. That's how it works. Yes, Dudi. Maybe this is what you talked about, this verse from Exile and Redemption. He writes, the Torah is truth, and all its words are truth. and woe on us all the time where we're satisfied in its truth. And we say about all that's inside of you that's happening that it's like blind fate, God forbid. But for this thing, there's but one remedy, and it is to bring back to us the problems, and to such an extent that when we observe them, we'll see them not as incidental, but loyal providence that is meant for us in the Holy Torah. Yes, thank you. That was it. What? Well. Could be that this is also, in addition, if one cannot blow the shofar that's qualified for redemption, the enemies of Israel come and blow at it for Israel. They alert us and noise our ears and do not give us rest. Amalek, Hitler, may go to hell and all those things. That nationality of the whip also has a redemption, although with such a shofar we should not bless. Yes. Okay. Very right. That's why we need to see there's no bad without good and no good without bad, and it's all for the good. Oy, 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 there are so many questions. I don't know who to start with already. Well, Almata didn't go yet today. Almata? You can hear? If we can ask towards the end of the lesson, we talked about envy. Can we ask about dissemination now? Well, quickly. Is it possible for us to now, we're trying now to disseminate through our intellect and we're not succeeding so much. Maybe we can disseminate through envy to cause them to envy, for them to want to come to us? I don't know. I can't recommend to you. I don't know the conditions that you're in. I don't know them. Try it this way and that way. I have no idea. Altogether, I myself don't really understand much in dissemination. I'm not connected to the public. I don't feel them somewhere. And that's a problem. Okay, Almata, yes, Chaim. We're talking about dissemination, so I wanted to announce a very happy announcement that, thank God, we finished publishing all the writings of Rabash. All the writings of Rabash. In English, if we can show the slide. In English, of course. Yes, of course, in English. And our bookstore, kabbalahbooks.info, you can now get all the writings. If you already have a part, you can complete. If not, you can buy the whole package, the whole series together. And then it's also a special price for that, as much as I know. So that's it. We just wanted to tell you this. What is so much that, what, there's 10 books? No, these are smaller books than they are in Hebrew, so that it'll be more convenient to read. But there's more text. It's smaller in their size, but there's more text in English than in Hebrew. So it turns out that the three big volumes became seven smaller volumes. So we have both this and that? What's both this and that? Can you get it also in a bigger size and a smaller size? Or? Yes, the books themselves are smaller physically, but the quantity of text is greater. So it turns out that it's 3,000 pages. So we divided it. And other than that, there's an additional book, the eighth book, which is just the social writings, just the social writings. That's it. We're very happy. That's it. That's a work that took a long time and investment, and it's so, what an investment of Chaim of ours. Really a great example. One man gives the key of Kabbalah to the whole world, speaking English. Really, congratulations. So thank you very much to everyone who helped, and there were many who helped. There are editors, and there are designers, and those that are check it, and of course Uri, and in general, lots of gratitude. L'chaim, 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 chaim.
No.
Well, what do we expect? Announcements. The evening lesson, we are invited to watch this evening at 5:30. A lesson live with Rav Lightman on Sviva Tova at 5:30 p.m. Israel time. Thank you to our TV viewers. The Pesach booklet. We're happy to tell you that you can order it now in the bookstore of Kabbalah Lam under books, Kabbalah.info. All S1, the Kabbalah conventions in Latin America and North America, inviting you in Mexico, 17th to the 19th of May, and in New Jersey, the 23rd to the 26th of May. For registration and additional details, kab.info/congress. The fundamentals to Judaism of Kabbalah, we're happy to invite you to acquaintance evenings towards the opening of a fundamental course all over the country. They will take place all over the country in May and April. Details at CUBCOIL or 1-700-509-209. And now we're going to sing a song together.
אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי יתך והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי יתך והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי העם שכחן לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שכחן לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה ונאמן. אשרי בניו, אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה ונאמן. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו,